Buonasera a tutti, sono Daniela per Radio Gwen, sono qua a Bad Bon Kill B con Bin Joen. Siamo subito all'intervista in inglese. And hello everyone. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Oh, great, thanks. Yeah.
Very well.
I'm great, thank you.
Could you please tell me how to pronounce that band's name? I'm sorry, I butchered it before.
Of course. Big Joni.
Big Joni.
Big
Joni. So I have the next question is about how can you describe your band in one venue? With one venue.
With one venue. We've played Brixton Academy in London, UK, a lot. So I feel like that describes our band. It's like, yeah, in like a very, well, what historically black area, and has a big stage and we have a big sound.
That's also where you met, right?
Yes. We met in Brixton for the first time near Brixton Market, which used to be like a really amazing place. And I met Shadeen at a cafe there, and we talked about music and what we wanted to do, and then came up with the idea for Big Joni.
And also you met through, thanks to the internet. It was an amazing tool to meet people to play music, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I had seen Stephanie at a black feminist meeting, and I added her through Facebook, on a Facebook group. And and then I think Estella heard about us on Tumblr, on a site as well. So we were all in the same scene.
All right, thank you. And what's the most underrated influence that you have?
These are very good questions. I think there's actually a lot of underrated influences. Like, it's very rare that people like recognize that a lot of my song structures were copying Throwing Muses, and people don't always recognise that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what else?
Like, would you say like New Bloods influenced like your early stuff?
Yeah, New Bloods, the American punk band that were from Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
They were like an amazing three-piece where they had like violin, drums and bass. And that was like a really, really big influence on the band in the beginning. Yeah.
I'd also say things like Joy Division, like a lot of sort of classic rock. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all really into Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
We all love Stevie Nicks. I like a lot of sort of 60s garage rock and blues and stuff. So I think sometimes like the drum rhythms come from that, so like Bo Diddley, that sort of thing.
Thank you. And I have a small question. It's more about a band who's from Switzerland. I don't know if you've heard of it. Lilliput, Kleenex.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah,
I love Kleenex.
Yeah,
yeah, they're from Switzerland.
Yeah.
I love
Kleenex.
Oh, it is so nice.
Ain't You, I love Heidi's Head.
Heidi's Head is so bad.
Yeah, because they were like, they were kind of a band that we listened to like with like X-Ray Specs and Raincoats and lots of that 70s punk and post-punk.
Did they tour with Raincoats or one of those?
Yeah, they did back in the day.
Yeah.
I feel like they did, yeah. And so that was like, that's a really cool band, yeah.
I really love that band,
yeah.
So I think a lot of people have already asked you this question a bunch of times, but I'm going to repeat it. Also, hopefully I won't butcher the name, Thurston Moore. So he was he came to your gig and he met your band through going to a concert. I would say very analog right nowadays, which is quite different from how you guys formed the band. And how do you reflect that moment right now?
It's still like quite strange to me that just how quickly everything happened after that meeting, and obviously having like Sonic Youth being one of our influences as well, like a band that just is kind of like legendary entity, And then, so yeah, it was, the whole thing was just a bit surreal, like coming off stage and him being there, and then him and his partner wanting to meet us the next morning, and then them being like, oh, like, we want to put your album out. Like, it was all very fast and just like, yeah, just very like, oh, like, obviously cool, but hard to kind of keep up with it all as it was going. So yeah, it's still like slightly unbelievable to me that that happened, but that's a big part of our story, I guess.
It's very interesting. When I was doing research, I found that out, and I was very like, I don't know, kept digging and everything. But something else that you are very active, I don't on doing activism, and that's also that you continue doing. I'm not going to read off what you do, but you do a lot of things, like a lot. What's the latest project you have been working on, or that you want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so we've been working on, me and Estella are part of a festival called Decolonize. It's a collective in London, UK, where we kind of create, put on like this weekend punk festival that's by and for people of colour in the punk scene. And it's really about kind of creating more space and creating more radical space for people of colour that are into different things and want to kind of like expand the idea of what we can be within our communities. So yeah, we do that. We do a lot of things, like you did Girls Rock.
Girls Rock is on again this summer, so that's like a music camp for young women, young trans folks, like non-binary youth and stuff. So kids who often don't have access to like instruments, come on a Monday, they form a band, we give them an instrument to learn, and then they play their first gig on the Saturday, and we teach them like how to do sound check and how to write a song, like ways you could write a song. And I think it's important because, especially in the UK, access to music is becoming something that only like the middle and upper classes get. And in Girls Rock, we always fund like a minimum of 50% of our places are free and offered to like people who come from like lower income backgrounds. And yeah, it's just about making music accessible, but also empowering young people to feel like they deserve to be on a stage. Because I think especially young women can often feel like they have to master their instrument, be like grade 8 or whatever, before they can take that space on a stage, whereas that's not how this band started, and it's actually not how a lot of bands start. And you shouldn't have to feel like you reach a certain standpoint in order to be heard, and it's more often felt, I think, among young women than young men.
And also sound engineers are a very I heard that you also want to change that perception of having, you know, sound engineers that understand what you are doing, and not only like, I would say, whatever work, I would say. And that also, I thought that was quite interesting from what you like said in a few interviews.
Yeah, because I learned to do sound at a DIY venue in London that wanted, again, to make sound engineering like more accessible to people who aren't just like straight white guys. So and then like I also did little workshops there to like intro to sound and stuff. And because that whole field can seem like so mysterious if you've never encountered it, say you're at your first gig, you don't know what you're supposed to be asking and stuff. Mm-hmm. And some sound engineers can make that experience very hostile and uncomfortable, and again that puts people off doing music. So yeah, I think it's really important to like open that field up, show people that A, it's not that hard as well, like anyone can learn those principles and learn to run a show themselves. And like there's a really great organization, I think they're called Sound Women or something like that, who like do Shadow Me Women, that's it.
Amazing.
Who women and like other gender diverse like people in the sound industry who encourage or set up like up and coming like sound engineers with shows where they can shadow someone more experienced and get those opportunities that are often really hard to come by because it's such a closed shop. So again, just like opening those doors for people Like, I think that's something we need to see more of, and that's something that our band definitely like supports.
Yeah, so we're trying to do things where if we do have our own sound person, like our friends, there's a lot of really great male sound engineers who, like, you know, want to support women get into the industry, so we're asking them to let them shadow women and show them the ropes and stuff, so then it's just giving people the opportunity to do big stages that we do. So what often happens is that you have you know, lots of women in small venues, but then it's like the next stage, so we want to try and bring more women with us as we get bigger.
Thank you. And one last question. A new single came out 3 days ago, the 1st of June. Can you just say a few words about it, please? And that's the last question.
So our new single is called Happier Still. And it's basically a song about kind of like chanting and willing yourself to be like, feel better and feel like you're okay in one piece. So it's kind of, it's a bit depressing, but also kind of like silly and uplifting. So you can take anything from it.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the tour and stay safe. And yeah.